Never Shalom. The Gemara presents three different cases, as we saw. The case of our Mishnah, Gnev and Tficha, which the Chulei Alma, each is considered to be a Davar Shalem. The other extreme of cases of Simani Gadlus, where certainly that's considered to be a Chatzi Davar. And Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, regarding cases of Shnei HaChazaka. If Edom are made on a given year, to what extent we assume that is considered to be a Chatzi Davar. In cases, for example, of our Mishnah, Gneva and Tficha, the Gemara compares that to a case of Kidesh Uba'al, where certainly that's considered to be a Davar Shalem. Why, in fact, is that true? Because, after all, since it is clear that the initial Eidos is complete, Eidos of Kidesh or Eidos of Ganav, that certainly does not require Ba'al, that certainly does not require Tabach Umachar, so therefore, since the initial Eidos is considered to be a Davar Shalem, the same thing is true of the subsequent Eidos as well. So we began discussing exactly why that should be the case. I understand why the Eidei Gneva are considered to be proper Eidim. The same issue when it comes to Kidesh. But why is it that we assume that the second half in and of itself is considered to be sufficient? So perhaps in terms of Hagdara, one could suggest simply the following. This Hagdara is found in Nechas Hashem and Simin Mem Dalet, where the Torah does not mention that Eidos must be Al Kol Inyonei Hamaisa, that the Sipur Hamaisa has to be that which is reflected by the Eidim. The Torah tells us the following, that Al Pishnayim Eidim or Al Pishnei Eidim, Yakum Davar, that means that the Eidos has to be complete to the extent She'efsha L'kayim Es HaDavar. It means that the case at hand can be executed, it can be concluded, it can be adjudicated Al Yedei, the Eidim. So therefore, if I am dealing with a case, for example, of an Eishes Ishes Insan, you have eight of them come forward and say that they saw the Maises Nus, of course that's considered to be Eidos. That is all Beis Din has to hear, L'kayim Es HaDavar. That is not considered to be a Chatzi Davar if that is what is necessary in order for the Din Torah to continue. There's no further Eidos that is necessary. The difficulty is the following, that Eidos, Eidos of Tvicho or Mechira, presupposes an act of Gneva. The Maisaviyah presupposes the act that there was a Kedushin. So therefore, if that is only known to us, Al Yedei Eidim Harishonim, is that considered to be sufficient or is it not? The Eidos of the second group is predicated on facts that are known to us through other Eidim. Can that be utilized as well? That Pashup Shat is the answer then of the Gemara, that since that initial Eidos, of course, is considered to be a Davar Shalem, the initial Eidim that say we are made that she's an Eishes Ish, or that we are made that there was an act of Gneva, of course that's considered to be a Davar Shalem. So therefore, if that Eidos is admissible, that allows the Eidei Bia or the Eidei Tvicha to be called a Davar Shalem as well. Let me give you the following mashal. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Dal and Halacha Vav, here you have an extreme position that the Rambam writes, but this is somewhat relevant for us as well. The Rambam writes in Perek Tezayin Halacha Dal the following, when it comes to Lonish of Malkus, so of course, Eidim are necessary. Ein Adam Moka, Ela Ve'Eidim Uvahasra. So therefore, you won't have an Onish of Misa, Malkus, Achiv Mamon, unless there are Eidim. The Rambam writes in Halacha Vav the following Chiddush, that Eino Tzarech Shnei Eidim Amalkus, Ela B'Shas Maisa. What exactly does that mean, that Eidim are necessary in order to go into have a Chiyuv of Malkus? That means Eidim have to testify at the time of the act. However, the Rambam writes, Aval HaIsser Atzmo Be'Eid Echad Yuchzor. But as far as the Isser, the status, for that, even an Eid Echad is considered to be sufficient. So the Rambam writes, what exactly do I mean? That Eidos are necessary b'shas Maisa, but the Isser can be established al Yedei Eid Echad. So the Rambam writes, a very great Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, an Eid comes forward and says, I want you to know that this is Chelev, or I want you to know that this is Klai HaKeren. I want you to know that this woman is a Grusha, this woman is a Zona. So the Rambam's four examples. So in such a case, the status can be attained Al Yedei Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim, an Eid Echad would be believed to say that this in fact is Chelev. And therefore the Rambam writes, if now there are two Eidim, that they simply say to Beis Din the following, we saw that individual eat this Chatita, in such a case, the Rambam writes that that person will get Malkus D'Oraisa, Afal Pi She'ikar HaIsur Ve'Eid Echad. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. There's much discussion of this Chiddush in the Rambam, that it's not necessary that the two Edom have to know its status. That can be established elsewhere, and even Shlo Api Edus. You don't require Shnei Edom. You can assume an Eid Echad is Neman to establish that this is Machalas Asaros, and if you have Edus Peshas Achila, that is considered to be sufficient. There, we don't argue that if the Edom are unaware of what it was, they just saw that he ate, that is called the Chatzi Davar. As long as the Halacha recognizes that you can be Koveya the Isser in another way, even if it's Al Yidei Eid Echad, that is considered to be sufficient. That's the given. And therefore, we will now allow the Edus to continue in terms of the Asiyas HaLaisa. So Kavachomer, in our cases, if you have, for example, that Shnei Edom will determine her status, that she is an Esh HaZish, that is considered to be the given. The only role of the second Katav Edom is to argue whether there was a Bias Isser, whether there was not. In such a case, that is considered to be a Davar Shalem. That is not considered to be a Chatzi Davar. If, however, the initial presumption was incomplete, then that would not be the case. That would be a Chatzi Davar, and therefore that would not be Edus. And in turn, the second group of Edom would also be considered to be a Chatzi Davar as well. But as long as the Halacha allows you to recognize that those Edom HaRishonim are completely testifying, then in such a case, that is considered to be legitimate. So this is fine when it comes to the cases of Ganav and Tavach, and it comes to the cases of Kidei Shuba'al. What about the case of Shnei HaChazaka, where presumably there, what independent purpose does the Edus serve if all that are being made is simply that this person occupied the field for a single year? So we start to discuss that sheet of the Rif in Bava Basra and Dafnin Vav, where the Rif assumes that also is considered to be relevant. Because when it comes to a case of Achilas Peros, so therefore that is considered to be an Edus that has a Tokef, it has a Mashmaos, you would accept that Edus as far as Peros is concerned. So therefore, it's a given that for that year that was considered to be sufficient, and therefore we can build on that because that is considered to be Edus of a Davar Shalem. That is the machlokis between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva admits that you can build on prior Yediyah. That's clear in earlier cases. But here, why is it that that is considered to be independent Edus? The purpose of Edim is in order to affirm that the machzik, the one who is squatting on the karka, that he is considered to be the Baal HaKarka. And you're telling me that the Edus is relevant for the opposite purpose. That if we do not prove, we cannot verify what the Edim are trying to confirm, we will be mechayiv him, tashlumei peros, based on their Edus. The Chiddush of the Chachamim is, look, that's considered to be sufficient. As long as the Edus is independent in its meaning and its function, even the Gabe Achilas Peros, that is considered to be sufficient. And to that, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. There has to be some hemshich between, right, the first and the second Edus in order to argue that this is considered to be a Davar Shalem. To argue that there simply is a Nafkamina, Rabbi Kiva maintains that that is not considered to be sufficient at all. And therefore, an unrelated purpose of the Edus, which in our case, it's extreme, it's at odds with what the Edom are trying to form, that certainly is not considered to be a Davar Shalem. What is an example of a Davar Shalem? Cases of Gona V'Tavach or case of Kidei Shuba'al. There you understand very well that in a case of Tavach, the Edei Tficha are clearly building on the fact that Gona, after all, that you can't have a Chiv of Dalet Be'eh without a Chiv of Karen and Kefel, and that is established by the Furkat of Edim. You cannot have a Chiv of Eishas Ishas Insa without establishing that there is an Isser of Esh HaZish, that she already is an Esh HaZish. And in such an instance, that clearly is considered to be a Davar Shalem. But if it would simply be something that does not flow, there's no hemshif between the Edus of the first and the second cut, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva, that is considered to be a Chatzi Davar. We started discussing the Balamor Narsugi of Chavzano Beis and Dapi Arif raises the following kasha against the Rif Shita, that if the Rif maintains that everyone agrees an Afkamina is necessary, not only Rabbi Akiva, even the Chachamim agree that this is true, so in such a case, when the Gemara posed the Kasha, that how is it that Tvicha is good? Because Tvicha in and of itself does not have enough Gemina. Tvicha is built on Gneva. The Gemara answers, Inafinami, that's true, a hemshech. But the Havamina of the Gemara, the Balamor asks, why was the Kash of the Gemara that Lemas Misendlok Rabbi Akiva? The Kash of the Gemara should be, as the Mishnah doesn't make sense according to anyone. If you'll argue Rabbi Akiva requires nafka some function to the Eidus, and the Chachamim do not, as the Balamor will maintain, so I understand why our Mishnah seems to be at odds with Rabbi Akiva. But if the Rif maintains that in principle all agree, the question is just a detail of the relevance of the nafka mina. But everyone agrees there must in fact be a nafka mina, so in that case, so the Gemara should say that, how do you understand our Mishnah, even a libet, the Chachamim? That's the kasha that the Balamor raises. Based on our Hagdaras, the answer could be simply the following. The Gemara was not bothered by Eidei Tvicha in and of itself. Of course, Tvicha is considered to be a Dabar Shalem if you grant the position that we can utilize the initial Eidos. In the case, for example, the Rambam, the Mashal that I gave you, if we can assume that this is Chelev, based on the Eid Echad, well, of course, the fact that he ate this Chakik is considered to be a Dabar Shalem. Because through the second group of Eidim, that's literally the Eidim HaMekayim Esadava. The Onesh will be meted out based on their Eidos. We'll assume that there's a Chiv Dalad Vehei. The difficulty is only the following, and that is, do we get to that point? Do we allow the information of the first Kap to be utilized to build on for the second? The second, of course, is a Dabar Shalim, provided that you can acknowledge the first. That was the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara assumed that Rabbi Akiva will consider Geneva as cases of Chatzidav or Lagabe Tvicha. After all, our Din Torah was Dalet Vehei. Dalet Vehei is made up of two halves. That, who says you're going to allow according to the view of Rabbi Akiva? But according to the Chachamim, one could argue the Rif would say it's a Davra Pasha, that certainly is true. Because the Eidei Tvicha is considered to be that which is fully relevant, and that is the Eidus that is, well, the Kayim is Sadafa. Then we start to discuss the following, and that was the Ha'ara of the Kiddush Yaakov, the Stipler and Sanhedrin in Siman Yud Zayin, where he points out the following. If you're dealing with the case of the Rif, that even the Chacham agree that an Afkamin is necessary, but you have an Afkamin when it comes to the case of Achilas Peros. So how does that manifest itself regarding the Kat Hashlishis? I understand you could argue that the first Kat, the second Kat, their Eidus is wholesome and relevant when it comes to an Afkamina, Achilas Peros. But what does it mean when it comes to the third? Can you argue that the Kat Hashlishis, that Eidus is relevant when it comes to Achilas Peros? What do you mean? That if, in fact, the Eidus will be accepted, so therefore that will demonstrate that he is the Baal HaSodeh. And therefore, the Sada is holy his. He's not chayim for any Achilas Peros whatsoever. But in order to get to that point, you have to come out to Tziru. You have to allow the combination of 1, 2, and 3. So if you're going to question the combination, that maybe this is called a Chatzi Davar, what purpose would the Kat HaShlishi serve? Peros. What exactly does that mean? For example, Tosfos writes in Bava Basra, a very similar case. Tosfos Bava Basra, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Dermaschal Lesov. Let's assume, for example, I come forward and I say that Ochlu Gimel Shanim, that I have been occupying this land for 3 years. And the answer is, look, bring Eidim that you have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. I bring Eidim for year one. I bring Eidim for year two. Can't find Eidim for year three. I couldn't prove my case. So now what? So I didn't establish that I have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. In other words, the field belongs to that Marakama, that other individual, and now I'm going to have to pay for Achilas Peros. Because the first cut, the second cut, has been made that's what I did during those years. So Tosas raises an interesting issue. Is he going to have to pay for Achilas Peros for the third year? For the third year? There's a Hodas Paldin that I was occupying the Sada for the third year, and I have no raya that the Sada is considered to be mine. So Tosas writes, of course not. Tosas says, we'll be machayiv him for Peros, but for Peros of Beis Shanim, not for Gimel Shanim, because he manav shach. If you're going to believe what he is saying, so therefore the field is his. And if you're going to argue that, no, we can't accept your statement, So then how can you be machayiv him for peros? It also argues with the atarta disaster to accept his hodos about din lagabe achilas peros and not to grant him a cheskas gimel shanim. See, you can't say palgin and ibur in the sense that lechumra we're going to agree that that in fact is the case. That's what Tosus writes. So couldn't one carry that a step further, even as far as Aden? You have one cut, a second cut, a third cut, but what is the purpose of the cut hashlishis? So if you're going to allow for Eidus and a Chatzi Davar, it's simple. That's the third leg of the Chizkas Gimel Shanim. But if you're doing that's a Chatzi Davar, you have to have some nafkamina. So what's nafkamina? Achilas peros. So that's the har of the stipler, that the sheet of the Rif that would allow an afgamina for the kata shlishis, how in fact would that work? So the whole one could argue, right, in a couple possible ways. Maybe one could argue as follows, just in a more technical sense, that no, enochinami, that the edus that he was occupying the field for 3 years is meaningful as far as achidas peros is concerned. Now, let's assume, for example, all of a sudden the first kat or second kat is found to be questionable. It's subject to hafasha. It's subject to Hazama. All of a sudden tomorrow, Edom come to Bezin and say, what you're saying, that you know he was occupying that field that year, you were with us in a different country during that year. Right? You couldn't have known. Well, in such a case, then the Kat HaShlishis does not necessarily be the Kat HaShlishis. Now, the Edos that you occupied a field for this given year is relevant Edos. It's relevant Edos in terms of Achilas Peros. You're right in terms of your configuration. That's the last leg, and that will establish a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, but that's not an inherent part of the Edos. The Edos is that from this date to this date, for this past year, you're occupying the field, and that's sufficient in order to call that a Chatzi Davar, even according to the view of the Rif. But perhaps according to the Hagdara of Eidus is a davar shoni means Eidus she'efshe lekayim is a davar. Maybe one could suggest that you could answer the kasha very, very simply. The last leg that establishes a cheskas gimel shanim, of course, that's considered to be a davar shoni. Right? That's the Eidus that will prove that the field belongs to the machzik and not to right, the marakama. The question, though, is the following. Is that Eidus presupposes Kat 1, Kat 2, it's built on? In order to be built on prior Eidus, you have to label that Eidus as being a Dover Shomim. How is that? It's only a third. The third third, of course, is a Dover Shomim. The question is, what about the first third, the second third? That's the answer. The first and second third, that is relevant for Achilas Peros, and that is considered to be sufficient. Maybe you don't have to come on to the answer that, you know, one could envision a case where the Eidim HaRishonim are subject to Hazam, and therefore the Kat HaShlishis becomes the second Kat, and therefore that's relevant for Achilas Peros. The Kat HaShlishis, of course, is a Davar Shalim in terms of the contention that he is considered to be the Baal HaKarka. That's the Eidus which is Mekayim Es HaDavar, but it's built on Eidus, which looks like a Chatzi Davar. That's the Chiddush of the Rif. But that, in fact, is not the case. Within Rishitas Rav Yekiva, the Gemara distinguishes between Shnei HaChazaka as opposed to cases of Eidei Gneva. What exactly is the difference between Shnei HaChazaka as opposed to Eidei Gneva? So one possibly mentioned, right, a clear difference in Lungos, in the sense that when it comes to cases of Eidei Gneva and Eidei Tvicha, so therefore, there's a clear hemshich between the first Eidus and the second Eidus, and that allows us to view each one as being a davar shalei. Masha'in kein, if it will be something which is not relevant or at odds with the purpose of Eidus, that is considered to be, right, a chatzi davar. And it's clear that you can't have dalabe without kefil and keren. You can't have in chiyuv of eishes ish without the assumption that she is an Eishes Ish of Kidesh, and in such an instance that we understand that there's a link. That's not true when it comes to Shnei HaChazaka. Good, there's a nafkamina, but not a nafkamina relevant to the Diyun, whether in fact he has a Cheskas Gimel Shanim or whether he does not. That was one possibility in distinguishing between the Cheskas Gimel Shanim as opposed to Gneva and Tvicha. Maybe one could suggest in a different way, and that is the following. When you're dealing with the case of Kidesh Shaba'ah, when you're dealing with the case of Gneva and Tvicha. That is considered to be two independent eduyos in the following, because these are two independent assertions, two independent affirmations. If you are asking, what are you trying to prove? What would the Edei Gneva tell you? Nothing at all regarding Dalei Vehei. They were just telling you that we saw that he stole. You have the Edim come forward and say, we were the Edei Kedusha. The purpose of their Edus has nothing at all to do with our current question whether she's Neshes Ishes Insa. So of course, Kidei Shobal, each one is considered to be an independent and a complete form of Edus. That is not really true when it comes to a case of Chizkas Gimel Shanim. If I were to turn to the Edim and say, what is the purpose of your coming to Beis Din? You know what they would answer? They're all trying to establish the same fact. We are coming to confirm that this Machzik is the Baal HaKarka. But I cannot do that independently. He cannot do that independently. We can only establish these Baal HaKarka if you blend our Edus. That's considered to be a case of Chatzi Davar. If you can demonstrate that the two Edim, the two Kite Edus, are giving Edus on that which is an independent affirmation, well, of course, that's considered to be a Davar Shalem. The only time we consider something to be a Chatzi Davar is when the group of Edim are trying to establish the very same fact. Well, if you can't do that alone, that is considered to be a Chatzi Davar. Pashup Shat and Tosus, it would appear that Tosus is not working with this Hagdara, because our Tosus is bothered by the following issue, the Tosus term Asul the Mute. How does this all fit with the Sugin Gittin Dav Samak Gimma Beis? After all, when it comes to a case of Shlichus Legerishin, the Baal can appoint a Shliach Legerishin. This case is the one where the Isha appoints a Shliach Legerishin as well. Now, in order to verify the fact that she is a Grusha, right, there are two points that must be demonstrated. Number one is the Minui Shlichus, and number two is the Mesira Saget. The second name will come forward and say, we saw that the get was given to this man. Who is he? Now, that requires the first Eidos who can demonstrate Bifaneinu Amra. We were there when she said that this person is appointed as a Shliach LaKabal in order to go in to receive the get. So again, you have two different Eidos that are necessary. The Eidos of Bifaneinu Amra, that's the Eidos from Minu Shlichus, and Bifaneinu Kibel, that's the Eidos from Mesira Saget. And both are considered to be true. We discussed at length earlier, Shiurim, that the Rambam writes the Eidus of even Bifaneinu Amra. That's not just Eidus Lebir HaDavar. That was the Chiddush Rambam. That's Mamish Eidus Lekim HaDavar. You need Eidus Lekim HaDavar from Minu Shlichus to Kabbalah. That was the fascinating split of the Rambam. When he appoints a Shliach, you don't need Eidus Lekim HaDavar. When she appoints a Shliach, that requires almost an Eidus Lekim HaDavar. But clearly, there are two sets of Eidus. So Tosus in our Sugi, the Ras Lamiute is bothered. Why? Eidus for Minu Shlichus and Eidus for Mesira Saget? Why isn't that considered to be a Chatzi Davar? So our Tosus answers with a very great Kiddush. You know why that's not called a Chatzi Davar? Because in that case, Kol kat ra'o kol ma'asha yachon liros. Because in that case, the Edim are testifying to all that they should have seen. Edim come forward and say that 3 weeks ago, she appointed this person as a shliach. Maybe this is complete. The only time we assume that it's a Chatzi Davar, if the Edim should have known more, and they do not. Interesting Chiddush. First, it's a Chiddush in terms of the Hagdara, whether you consider something to be a Davar as opposed to a Chatzi Davar, depends on that fact, whether the Edim are establishing all that they could have, all that they should have. But secondly, you know what the great Chiddush of the Tosfos is? In other words, this case is like Shnei Chazaka. In the case of Shnei HaChazaka, why do you consider that to be Eidus as a Davar Shalem? Because each Eid is being made to the full extent of our expectation. These Eidim were in that city for this year, and they saw this year that you occupied the land. What happened last year? What happened the next year? We didn't live in that community. The fact that they say that our Yedi is limited to a given year, that's fine. Well, if that's true, so according to Tosus, a very great Kiddush, and that is that that sugya that in Gittin, the Sama Gimel, is only Aliba de Chachayim, and not Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. That's what our Tosus says, no. If you're going to argue that the reason in Sama Gimel obeys, that's considered to be Davar Shalem, is based on this Svara of Rao Kamasha Yochon Niros, that Svara is only true according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Akiva says that no, when it comes to Shnei HaChazaka, good, they are affirming all that we expect them to affirm. That doesn't matter. If the halacha requires 3 years, so if they only live there for a year, that's insufficient. That's a very great Kiddush, though. That case of Shnayim Omrim Befaneinu Amra and Shnayim Omrim Befaneinu Kibel would be a Chatzi Davra, according to Rabbi Akiva. Paul Shavshat, according to the other possibilities we mentioned, would not be like Tosos. The only time Rabbi Akiva disagrees is when the first Eidus is irrelevant, but only tangentially. That's when it's a chatzidah. For the diun at hand, your Eidus is only a chatzidah. There's some relevance to it. Yeah, but that relevance, frachilas peros, that's in contrast to the Tain and the Tviya. You're coming to affirm that he is the Bailim, and you're going to tell me it's a Davar Shalem because of Achilas Peres. And how is that different from the case of Gnev and Tvicha, or Kidei Shobal? So we had a couple of possibilities. One is the following. Kidei Shobal, there isn't it clear. You cannot have Dalet Behe without the Chiv Karen and Kefen. You cannot have the Chiv of Eish Ezeish without the proof that she is an Eish Ezeish. And if that's true, that's not considered to be a case of Chatzi Davar. That's called the Davar Shalem. One could argue then that that certainly is true of the case of the Minui Shlichus and the Misira Saget. It's not that the Edom are establishing the same fact, where we say that each one is only doing so partially. The Edom will say, Defanino Amra, they're not coming to establish the fact that she's a Grusha. They don't know whether she's a Grusha. They don't pretend to tell you she's a Grusha. You say she was divorced today, we were elsewhere. We just know that 3 weeks ago, it was the Minyan Shlichus. There, the Eidus are establishing a different set of facts, a different assertion. That may be called the Davar Shalem. That's a meaningful statement that this is a Shliach LaKabbalah. And certainly in terms of the hierarchy, is A building on B? Well, of course, the Mesir is only going to be as good as the Minyan Shlichus. That perhaps one could argue is considered to be Davar Shalem. If you look at the Ramban and the Rashba, Nesugi and Gitna, Dav Samad Gimel, the Ramban and the Rashba are clear that that's not a machlokas. That Sugya of Bifaneinu Amra, Bifaneinu Kibel, is a Davar Shalem Nechulei Alma. That's similar to the case of Gnev and Tvich or Kidei Shabal, not similar to the case of Shnei HaChazaka. But a Chiddush that Art also seems to assume that no, that's like the case of Shnei HaChazaka. And therefore, the factor is whether the Eidus was complete. This Chiddush of Tosus, that Ra Komash Yochel Liros, this is found in other Rishonim as well. This is what the Rashbam writes in the Sugya Bava Basra Daf Nun Vav. This is what the Balamor uses in our Sugya. Remember, the Balamor felt that the Rif is very difficult, that there's enough Kimine Vachidas Beros. So what's the story with Shnei HaChazaka? Why Liba Dacham is that called Davar Shalem? The answer is because what more do you expect? Ra Komash Yochel Liros. That Pasha Pshat is a very different understanding of Dover and Chassidavan. The psul, so to speak, of Chassidavan is not in terms of the Haggadah Sa'idus, but in terms here of the Re'iyah Sa'idim. That the Eidus is incomplete. If you should have witnessed everything, and you can only testify to one aspect, so therefore, the Re'iyah Sa'idus was completely incomplete. Not just simply in Bezdin you must present. The whole Gufo Sha'idus is considered to be that which is flawed. If you want, you can present it. You don't have to go as far. But if you look in the Maritats, in Chelak Aleph, in Simen Kuvav, Maritats goes as far as to say there's a problem, Mersei Keshikra. That if you are trying to determine whether this girl or this man is a Godol or a Katan, and you say that there was only Seir Echad, and you could have seen in a more comprehensive way to determine whether there are Shtei Saros or not, your Eidos that you only saw one is an implicit affirmation that the second was not there. Because it would be incomplete Eidos to say, well, we only noticed A and didn't notice B. If it was Haya Efshir Liros V'lo Ra, that itself is considered to be a pagama, mefsei keshikra. If there's no way that you knew, there's nothing wrong with my Eidos if I say I only lived next door to him for a year. But if I come to Bez, then I in fact will testify that one yes without the other, what does that mean? I saw and I only saw that one was there. It's as though it's at odds with the second cut that says that there was a second. Because each one should have been able to make that determination. It's a great chiddush that Chatzidav HaReitatz writes is a problem of a Mefsei Keshikra. If you want to see, for example, in Afkamina, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva and Eben Ezer, in Simen Yud Zayin, Sivkat Nechav, Pesachei Tshuva discusses whether a Chatzidav would work when it comes to Eidus Isha. Because Eidus Isha, to determine that this woman is an Almana, Meis Balech, does not always require full Gidrei Eidos. But you're not going to allow any type of Eidos Sheker. If there's a chshash of Eidos Sheker in a case of Mersei Keshikra, therefore this would not only be true in formal Eidos, but maybe even in cases of Eidos Isha as well. Interesting possibility. But that's a chiddush to assume that that is the problem of Chatzidava. If you look, for example, in the Rishash, in the Sugya Bava Basra and Daf Nun Vav, the Rishash writes, and what happens if at the time that the first Adam saw there was only a single Seir that was present? And the next day, right, all of a sudden there was a new growth of hair that another cut witnessed? That would be called a Dover Shomei. Because at the time that the first cut was made, that's all that they were able to see. There you would have a good aid. Maybe the problem is only the second group of Eidim, that they should have noticed both. And the Rishash points out it's a chiddush to assume, right, that in the case of Shtei Saros, Simani Gabos, it is only considered to be a Chatzi Eidos because of the fact that they could have seen more and they did not do so. But that chiddush of Tosos is very different. Right, from, as we mentioned, right, the Chiddush within the other Rishonim that know in Lamdus, it has to be Al Pidin that which is called a Dover Shalom as opposed to a Chatzi Dover. If you look in the Rashi in our Sugya, Rashi is somewhat unclear, but Rashi does not seem to be working with these possibilities. When Rashi distinguishes, what is the difference between Shnei HaChazak as opposed to Simani Gadlus? Rashi in the Sugya, Ayin Vebezer Maskil Vakati, writes the following. If it's simply Seir Echad, Rashi says, Akati Ktanehi. And therefore, Hilchot Lo Mistarfin, can't go ahead and join them. Aval Gabe Chazaka, Kulun me'idin shahaya muksakla. Kulun me'idin shahaya muksakla. So the question is again, what exactly does that phrase mean? When it comes to the case of Seir Echad, how can you join them? Well, each one is only asserting that she was a ketana. Okay, I understand. You only saw one, another person only saw one. I understand very well. That's not going to help. But when it comes to Shnei HaChazaka, Kulin Mi'idin Shahaya Mukhsakba. So what exactly does that mean? Yeah, each one is made that it was a mukhsak for a very limited window of time, and a mukhsak for a year, which is insufficient. What's the difference between Seir Echa as opposed to Shana Achas? Why does Rashi say that one obviously works, one does not? Rashi doesn't mention anything about, right, a nafgamina peros, or ro kol mashiach liros. Rashi seems to say the following, that in lamdus there's a difference between seir echad as opposed to a case of shtei sarons. There is a beautiful distinction, this is what we'll have to discuss, right, which is found in Shittu Mekubetzes. The Shittu Mekubetzes in that sugya in Bava Basra, in the name of the Shita Shelo Noda Lami. And then the Shittu Mekubetzes writes the following beautiful distinction, right, we'll have to elaborate, that there's a marked difference between Seir Echad as opposed to Shana Achas. When it comes to the case of Shtei Saros, here the Shittu Mekubetzes writes, Degabe Saros bi asan hu hagolos. That itself is the Megada. There, Arminan Bei Chatzi Davar. Aval Chazaka is She'eno Ela Liraya Ve'eno Guf Hakniya. Then lo arminan, chatzi davar. That's the chiddush of the Shita Noda Lamin. Let's assume, for example, that I have a cheskas gemel shani. What does that mean? The cheskas gemel shani is a kinyan, but there's a kinyan of kesev, and shtar, chazaka, and cheskas gemel shani is a kinyan. Cheskas gemel shani is not a kinyan. Cheskas gemel shani is an indicator. Now, I have been living there for several years and no one has protested. So all of a sudden someone comes forward and says, well, you know what? Show me the shtar. Well, isn't there a certain reasonable response that, you know, I'm not expected to hold on to the shtar lo levad? And if I've lived in the house for years and years and years and I can't find the shtar, so you have a right to take it from me? The fact that you have lived there for a certain window of time and it has not been contested, that is a raya dava, that's an indicator that what you're saying is true, that there was a kinyan, that you did purchase the karka, even though that you don't have the proper documentation. If you're dealing with that which is a raya dava, so then one understands the possibility of tziruf. If something is a simen ledavar, one could envision tziruf. If something is a siba ledavar, in the sense that this is the mechayev, that would not be the case at all. Shtei saros is not an indicator of gadlus, the Shittu Mekubetzes writes. That is the megadel. That's the definition of gadlus. And for that, right, a person cannot rely on any form of tziruf. If you look in the Kovet Shirim, the very beginning of Psachim, in Oz Beis, Rabbi Chanan raises us the following chakira, right, the Gemara writes, in the very beginning of Psachim, Tseis HaKochavim is Laila. And he raises an interesting chakira, right, what exactly does that mean? Is that the definition of Laila? Seis HaKochavim? Or is that just an indicator? It's a simen ledavar. If it's sufficiently dark that you can see three kochavim, that indicates that it is already Laila. So That's as you find often in Rabbi Chana, whether something is a siva, whether something is a simin ladavar. Now, what does Tseisa Kachavim? That is Laila, or that's an indicator that Laila has begun? And in that context, he quotes us very briefly this Shita Mekubetzes, and Babasra Daf Nun Vav Mebeis. And he writes, there should be that similar nafkamina of Tziruv. If, for example, you could have Eidus, two Eidim are made that that star would appear, and two Eidim that are made that another side of the horizon, this star appeared. Is that called a Chatzi Dover? Is that called a Dover Shalei? If something is a Raya L'davar, so each element is a Miktas Haraya. And therefore one could envision the possibility of Tziruv. Right? As an inexact mashal, we discussed in many earlier shiurim, Chatzi Shir, and we distinguished, that's the Miriam Shabbos in the very beginning of the Sechta, between a Chatzi Shir as opposed to a Chatzi Malacha. The only possibility of Chatzi Shir is Chatzi Shir. A person eats Pachos Mikashir. For Shiurim, one could envision a Tziruv. Pachos Mikashir that culminates in a full Shir. The Miri says, you do an Akira without a Hanacha, that's not called Chatzi Shir, that's a Chatzi Malacha. If the definition of Godless is Shtei Saros, Seir Echad is considered to be a Chatzi Malacha, in the sense that there's no linkage. It's not that you're halfway there. That's no indicator of Godless whatsoever. If you assume that's not true, then you can envision the possibility of Tziruv. That's the Chiddush that the Shita Kubetzes writes. That Shnei HaChazaka is not a Kinyan, it's just an indicator that that's true, and therefore, 1 year is a Miktas Raya. Seir Echad is no Raya of Godless whatsoever. It's an interesting Chiddush. The Ramban writes something which is somewhat similar, but not utilizing the Sandara. But take a look at the Ramban, right, the Babasra Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, and take a look at the Berakha Shmuel, the Babasra and Simen Mem Tes. Berakha Shmuel writes B'Shem Rav Chaim that that's Pshat and Rashi in our Siddur. Why is it that you need 3 years of Chazak? Where does that come from? What exactly is the Svara? Ramban writes the following Chiddush, that in principle, 1 year would be sufficient. If I have Aiden that say that for an entire year, right, you have lived in this field, isn't that some indicator of Bilos? You know what the problem is? Is that the previous owner comes and says, let's see the deed. And I somehow can't produce it. So you know what the problem is? If he comes and says, Ach, Veshtarach, show me the Shtar Mechira, and I can't produce it, that's a problem. How is that problem resolved? Well, if the window of time is so broad that we don't expect the person to have the documentation anymore. You've lived there for 50 years. It's very reasonable that you lost the Shtar. So his taina of Ach Veshtara is not considered to be a taina limta. The way the Ramban presents, as Rabbi Chaim explains, in principle, occupying a field for a year is meaningful. The only problem is there's a counter taina, Ach Veshtara. The reason for the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is to counter that taina. But the Torah doesn't expect. There's a certain statute of limitations that I hold on to the shtar forever, and if I lose it, I'm going to lose my home. It's not that the halacha declares that a year is meaningless. A year is meaningful. The reason the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is to counter the taina. Well, if a year is meaningful, then you could argue that being made that for a year the field was yours is meaningful eidos. Rav Chaim writes that that's what Rashi means. Kulin midim shei muchzak ba. What do you mean muchzak ba? Muchzak is 3 years. No, muchzak can be for a year. The reason that you need gimel shanim is simply as a response to ach veshtara. If you look in the Chiddush Rambam Basra as well, the Sharon assumes that that's Rashi Shita. So we'll have to discuss these possibilities in terms of understanding our case of Rashi, and then we'll further elaborate on the Shita of the Mino, the Shita of Onod Lami, the difference in Simla Davar, Sibla Davar, differences in terms of Sira for ladies. We'll do that relatively quickly in tomorrow's shiur. Sorry, today was a short shiur. Take a look, Nanda, at the Tosas Damascus, the Inyan Shabbos. Tosas here quotes that we're in Psilas Daf Lamed Aleph, the Sugin Gittin Daf Lamed Beis. Go through those Sugins very well. This is a somewhat complicated Sugin, Kinei D'Rabbanan, that, as we started to allude to yesterday, right, how precise do we assume, right, the link has to be between the two Onshin and the Yukim in order for Tlal Kinei D'Rabbanan to take place? Right, our Gemara introduces, right, a Kluta K'mishuncha, and the Gemara that Tosas quotes introduces an Akira Tzarech Hanacha. Take a look at the Tosas carefully. Take a look at the Rambams as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva, the Gemara Halakha Beis. And take a look at the Magid Mishnah. You'll see that the Rambam in Halakha Beis, Halakha Hei, is against our Tosas. Right, so we'll have to try to work through how it is that the Rambam understood our Sugya. Okay, so we'll finish up Chatzidah and then go on to Kimei D'Rabbanan.